Game 3 of the ALCS. The scene shifts to Yankee Stadium with the Yanks trailing the Astros 2-0. Aaron Judge ready for this one, hoping to get the bat cranked up. CC Sabathia on the hill going for his 10th career postseason win, and he'd have it rolling in the early going.
Swing and a miss, got him on an elevated fastball. First strikeout for Sabathia, 2 out. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Altuve goes down on strikes, back-to-back strikeouts. Swing and a miss, kept coming inside. Finally got Correa to swing over a fastball in. Third strikeout for Sabathia, and 1-1 delivery. And that's poked in the right fairly deep. It sends Reddick back looking up, and that's gone. A three-run home run for Todd Frazier, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Yankees.
The pitch. The ball's lifted to right field. That's pretty deep. Aaron Judge on the run, and he pounds into the wall and comes up with the baseball. Unbelievable by the right fielder Judge.
Wow.
Robbing Yuli Gurriel of extra bases.
Here comes the 2-2.
And that's hit pretty well left field, sending David back, and that's gone. Second three-run homer by the New York Yankees on a pitch inside, and Judge turned on it and sends it into the seats, and they lead it 8-0. And oh, that felt good for Aaron Judge, who's been struggling about as bad as you can struggle.
August 31st, giving the Astros a little bit more outfield depth. The 2-1, and Maben lifts this one in the short right center. Judge comes in and makes a headlong diving catch. Second excellent defensive play by Aaron Judge tonight. He robbed Yuli Gurriel of extra bases, crashing into the wall on a leaping catch in the fourth. Now takes away a base hit from Cameron Maben with that dive. Now the 2-2. Did he go around on the pitch downstairs? He sure did. Couldn't hold up. He was badly fooled there. It looked like a changeup from Sabathia. 0-1. Breaking ball. Taps softly out in front of the plate. Sabathia fields. Throws to first high, but Bird able to pull it in. And the inning draws to a close. Astros unable to take advantage of an infield hit and an error. Yankees 8. Astros nothing.
The Yankees take out the Astros 8-1, trimming the deficit in the ALCS to 2-1. CC Sabathia's 10th career postseason win, first since 2012. He goes 6 scoreless innings, striking out 5. The Yanks have held the Astros to 2 or fewer runs in all 3 games in the series. It only happened once this season in Houston, where they were held under 3 runs in 3 straight contests. The Yankees look to even the series in Game 4 on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Sonny Gray on the hill, opposed by Lance McCullers Jr. The Astros come up short in Game 3. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
You know, CC was really good because he didn't make a lot of mistakes. You know, we swung a little bit, you know, to the margins on the outside of the strike zone a little bit. But he... You know, he can pitch with the elevated fastball. He's got a pretty good breaking ball, especially when he gets you in swing mode. We were a little swing happy tonight against him, and he took advantage of being able to pitch to the outer parts of the strike zone. He pounded some of our righties in very well, especially the Correa at bat with the bases loaded. But, you know, he's really evolved as a pitcher. His strikeouts have been up lately, and you can see why, because he can really get you to elevate your eye level on the fastballs up, and then finish you with some breaking balls down.
Other questions for AJ? Ken?
AJ, do you have a Game 4 starter?
Yeah, we do, McCullers.
And what was it? What's the thinking there?
He's really good.
Other questions for AJ? Richard, we'll get you the mic.
How important is it what you got out of McHugh tonight and his saving of the bullpen?
Yeah, it was good. You know, and Colin had pitched very well coming down the stretch. And so he's a good matchup with these guys, could really spin his breaking ball tonight on a cold night to pitch, and really saved our pen. You know, our pen hasn't been taxed. We've only used Giles out of the pen till tonight. So to be able to hold the game, you know, we just couldn't get back in the game. Obviously, two big innings. You know, that really did us in tonight, and they hit the ball out of the ballpark with the Judge home run, and Frazier's one arm swing got the ball to carry to right field. So they had 2 really big hits, but for McHugh to come in and be able to stabilize things and not have to empty our tank going into the next couple games was big.
To your right, AJ.
That Mabin play in left field on Bird's fly ball, could he have caught that? Should he have caught that?
You know, I don't know. I didn't see the angle. It wasn't great that I was at. It looked like he was on track to catch it. And then, he pulled up to keep the ball in front. Obviously, he's not expecting it to bounce high and hard and into the stands. But it would have been a great play to make it just based on the angle that I had. But it's hard to say. I thought initially when he was tracking it, I thought he was going to have to make a sliding catch or a diving catch or some great catch. But when he conceded and the ball hit the dirt instead of the grass, that obviously led to the ground rule double.
To your left, AJ Richard.
What can you expect out of McCullers given the crazy month he's had?
Well, I think that's the unknown. I mean, he's a really good pitcher, and he's got really electrifying stuff, some of the best stuff in the big league. So, getting him in normal routine, normal warm-up into the game, he's got a big-time breaking ball. The whole league knows it. He's got a really good fastball. He had a really good bullpen in between his last outing and this next outing tomorrow. So we'll have Peacock in the pen. We'll have a couple other guys that are available in the pen. So we can piece it together. But it starts with setting the tone with Lance McCullers, who I don't have to remind all you guys, he was an all-star to start the year, has some of the best stuff in the big leagues, and we believe in him.
It was a tough outing for Charlie Morton. He takes the loss, lasting just 3 2/3 innings, allowing 7 runs. He talked to the media after.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to go up and in on him, at least in on him, and I just pulled it. And, yeah, I mean, if you were to show me a video of his swing, show like the pitch speed and the location, I would have never thought that, but that was unbelievable. So just a great piece of hitting.
Off of that, what'd you think? Off of?
I knew he got it. I mean, I knew he put a good, I mean, I knew he put the barrel on it. And that, you know, that spot out there is dangerous.
The location, according, you look at like StatCast, it's like perfect. Bottom, lower, bottom,
yeah,
outside corner.
Well, that's what I was telling. That's a ball that, you know, maybe not, you know, maybe you don't get an out on it, but you get the ball back. You know, like maybe there's a bloop single to right, maybe he fouls it off. But to drive the ball like that, I mean, I looked at it, and it was just great. It was just the great piece of hitting, you know, to get the barrel on it.
Is that is it easier said than done to shake it off and move on? How do you, when something like that happens, when?
I don't know. I mean, because you give up a run, and it feels like you give up three. You give up two, it feels like you give up five. And if you give up three runs right there in that spot, you know, I'm looking around at this offense. Like, it can do whatever. You know, they're extremely dangerous. But for me, you know, I hope to go out there and put up zeros. And when I don't, you know, at this stage, it doesn't really matter, you know, where the pitch was. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter, you know, everything. It just doesn't matter unless you get outs and you keep runs off the board.
Where do you feel like the fourth inning kind of turned?
I mean, the fly ball, the fly ball to left, you know, the ground rule double, got two outs. And then a 3-2 breaking ball to Headley, which he put the ball on the ground, and you know, it was just in a good spot. And then I hit Gardner. You know, it was like they just scored. You know, it just, you look back in that and you think, man, I mean, what would you do different? I mean, I think part of the problem was the strikeouts. You know, I wasn't really striking guys out. They were putting the ball in play. And, you know, where, you know, I would prefer to strike guys out, not even have to deal with a ball in play, you know, falling in or whatever, you know.
The Astros have their starter for Game 4 as they try and take a 3-1 series lead. It's Lance McCullers Jr., and he spoke after.
I was throwing on the field, actually, because they had told me that I was hot today, just, you know, if the situation called for it. So I hadn't really gone through my normal prep that I would. So I threw after the game, and Cora came out and Strama came out and told me. But I was aware that, you know, game four was a good chance for me. AJ told me before the series that I was most likely going to go three or four, so to be ready.
How special is it for you to be out there in this situation?
Well, it's a big game for us. It's a big game for this team. You know, the Yankees have a great home record and are a great team, and we did a good job putting ourselves in a situation where we got up 2-0, and we knew coming here was going to be a lot of hard-fought innings, a lot of hard-fought games. So, you know, it's a big situation to be able to pitch in, put us within a win of the World Series. So I'm excited to get the ball.
Your left, Lance. Richard.
Lance, after all you've been through this season, how cool is it to be in this spot tomorrow?
No, it's awesome. I was here before in 2015 when, you know, had the opportunity to help us get to ALCS, and I felt good in that game, and I've been feeling like myself a lot more lately, just preparation and the way my body's been feeling. So I'm pretty excited to be probably the best I've been and get the ball.
That's what I was going to ask you. You're back to where you felt like when you were at your best in the first half of the season.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like last game in Boston, I know those two runs came across, you know, after I gotten taken out of the game. But up until that point, I just felt like I was in control again. I felt like, you know, I was dictating the game on my terms a lot more than it had been going for me. I felt like I've been kind of in a whirlwind. That's the second half when I've been out there. So I just feel confident with my pitches and my stuff again, and I'm ready to go out there tomorrow.
To your left, Lance, standing.
Hi, Lance. I know it's a different situation, but you were very strong back here in May. Do you take anything away from that start as you prepare for this one?
I was pretty good in May this year, thankfully. But no, this is a different time. It's a different game. I think the only thing to kind of take away from that is I've already pitched in Yankee Stadium in front of a pretty big crowd, which, you know, this is New York. This is the biggest and the brightest lights, and so I was able to have already, you know, go into that game and come out with success. But tomorrow's a different animal, and you know, I don't think anyone is kind of shying away from the magnitude of the, you know, the ramifications that tomorrow can bring. But I think at the same time, I look forward to the challenge.
The Astros look to take a 3-1 series lead on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Lance McCullers Jr. on the hill.